Welcome to Laura Wacker Live for September 6, 2019. I'm Justin Kaufman, and this is the podcast that usually makes fun of the local news so you don't have to. But there's nothing going on except for dread and humiliation and depression. The Chicago Bears lose to the Packers like idiots. I don't mind. If you lose that game, you're like, even last year when the Packers came back, you're like, that was an interesting game. That was exciting. This is a boring game. This is the showcase for a national audience. I mean, you had hip-hop artist and criminal justice reform advocate Meek Mill in attendance. And you can't even put a touchdown up for Meek Mill and his criminal justice reform advocacy? That's how they introduced him right before the game last night. Here he is, hip-hop performer and criminal justice advocate. There really isn't any news today. What do you want to talk about? Stereogenics? Nobody wants to talk about Stereogenics. So let's get right to the Laura Wacker Live special, which is recapping what happened last night in the Bears-Packers. Well, I guess we learned a little about the 2019 Bears. I guess we learned that 2018 was the Wizard of Oz, that a tornado lifted Soldier Field to a faraway land where razzle-dazzle offenses surprised teams 12 times. So now that we're back down to earth, what do? Start all over again? Because that's essentially what yesterday's ugly loss is giving us, flashbacks to the days of Dick Geron, Lovey Smith, and John Fox. I think this Glennon kid could be great. I think he could be a great quarterback. And before you say, come on, Bears fans, have some patience. No, this league is designed to be a what-have-you-done-for-me-lately league. And this coach hasn't earned jack squat by what? Losing a playoff game at home and then creating a circus around picking a kicker that ultimately he doesn't believe in? And before you say, hey, we got to the playoffs, hey, remember, Wanstead got to the playoffs and he won a playoff game and his quarterback was Steve Walsh. That's what I thought. The biggest takeaway from the game? Just how do you pronounce his name? Al Michaels seemed to have a mini stroke every time he said Matt Nagy. Kept saying Nagy. I was like, is a Nagy? Niggy? Nagy? Ugh. The winners of this game: Roy Robertson Harris, Roquan Smith, Eddie Goldman, Khalil Mack, Danny Trevathan, Kyle Fuller, Eddie Jackson, Ha-Ha Clinton Dix, Hakeem Hicks, Prince Amukamara, Leonard Floyd, and Buster Screen. But not Deion Bush. That dude played for a series and single-handedly gave up the lone touchdown, was out of position on the big bomb thrown down the field, and then showed zero awareness on the Jimmy Graham touchdown. Back on the bench. You don't get a badge for being a winner, but the rest of the defense does. What a game. I mean, think about it. It's not all bad. It's just 60% bad. The Chicago Bears defense is truly one of the best to ever wear the orange and blue with the white pants, or maybe with the blue pants, or the full orange. Regardless, watching the Bears defense is like watching the ballet, except I don't have to wear a sport coat. Oh, wow, look what's in my pocket, a receipt from 7 years ago. I should really get this dry cleaned. Nope, I can wear Zumbas and watch the amazing things that the human body can do, like drop a guy for a sack. It's just like the twirl. It's just like the twirl. Oh, they didn't miss a beat yesterday, that Bears defense, because of the putrid play on the other side of the ball. They won't get the headlines they deserve today. So I'm giving it to them. Holding Aaron Rodgers to one touchdown and the Packers to 10 points, that should have been an automatic win. And hopefully their outstanding performance can cement them as the true leaders of this football team. Go give baby Mitch a pep talk. Khalil, do that right now. The losers, everybody else. Trubisky putting up Shane Matthews-type numbers. Nagy, already bored with running the football. Tabers, the special teams coach, supposedly told Nagy he didn't think Pinero could hit a 51-yard field goal. And then, you know what? You know who else is a loser? Nagy, again, for listening to Tabers. Other losers? How about us, Bears fans, for being so bloodthirsty for good football that we were willing to spend hundreds of dollars to see the second coming of John Shoup. Things I forgot. First off, Mitch Trubisky made the Pro Bowl? Ugh. Also, maybe the Bears' problems weren't Jordan Howard. Maybe the Bears' problems are up front. That offensive line got beat like eggs when I'm making a frittata. Mixed for 5 minutes? I'll do really hard for 5 minutes. Also, things that I forgot. I forgot Nagy isn't a great halftime adjuster. If anything, the Bears' offense actually got worse. What else did I forget? All right, what's that receiver's name? I forgot his name. Middles? Martin? Miller! Anthony Miller. I forgot about Anthony Miller. Things I saw for the first time, the Bears had more yards and penalties than they did running the ball. Heck, almost more passing, too. Other things I saw for the first time, first and 40. The Bears running game was a disaster. Early in the game, David Montgomery ran twice for 10 plus yards and the pressure was off Mitch. And then Nagy, like an inexperienced teenager playing Madden on PlayStation, just abandoned it. It's not like the Bears were down multiple scores. They were down 4 points. But Nagy was bored with the run, so he just kept passing and passing until we're 0-1. David Montgomery looked good on his 4 carries in the first quarter. Then they went back to him one more time in the game. He had 5 carries and a catch. Now we see the real reason that Nagy didn't want Jordan Howard, because he didn't want to run the ball or have the pressure to do so. Postscript, the Chris Collinsworth love for Aaron Rodgers is gross. Oh, this guy, he's the greatest. I like Chris Collinsworth. I do. I think he does a good job of pointing out some of the cool things that happen in any given play. But when he goes off on tangents early in games about how great Aaron Rodgers, look at how great he is. I mean, of course, here he's got a punt again, but what a great quarterback. He was not a great quarterback last night. I will stand by the fact that Aaron Rodgers was very mediocre last night. You go up against a team that actually can score touchdowns, that's a 27-10 loss. Ugh. Bud Light's going with the more medieval settings for their commercials about drinking beer and watching football. You see that? That's so dumb. Was that Dilly Dilly thing really that successful? Was that so groundbreaking that we're all like, you know, I wish there was a chapter 2, I wish there was season 2 of those Budweiser, medieval Budweiser commercials. I watched the game later and my recording introduced a new feature from Xfinity. It's called Smart Resume. So it knows when the game was back and would stop my fast forward so I wouldn't miss. Still needs work, though, since it always stopped about 10 seconds before, so I'd make sure to see what was coming up on the fall lineup on NBC. I guess New Amsterdam is heating up. This Is Us is back? Oh, great. Maybe I'll watch it for the first time. Or not. All right, and finally, because I don't want to spend too much time on this, and I get it that the Bears lost, and that's fine, and we'll move on. Denver's next week. Vic Fangio, it'll be a fun time. And then, as my brother said, we'll just stop watching football. And this is it. If the Bears are this bad, I'm done. I had a grandiose plan, Pete. This entire season was going. My brother's back in town, and I was like, I'm going over to his place. It's going to be, we're going to have a lot of cheese. There's going to be a ton of like melted cheese and chips and French onion dip and cheap beer. It's going to be great. An afternoon of doing that, right? And yesterday he said that he's not hosting anymore. He said, if you want to come over, it's red zone only. He's like, I'm not watching the actual Bears games. He's like, it's not worth it. It's not fun. It's boring. It's uninteresting. I'd rather just watch touchdown plays. And if the Bears are on that, great. If they're not, they're not. I'm like, wow. I don't know if I can do that. But I don't know. Waking up this morning, I'm like, rewatching the game, it was terribly boring. It made me go, maybe I'm not as interested in football. It made me feel like a buffoon. It made me feel like, why do I get so jacked up for this stuff? Why? What's the point? I'm not doing this again. I don't understand why my emotion has to be dictated by what this professional football team does on when they're bad. Why I got to feel bad, right? Maybe just stop the whole thing. Just to like try to make a shift and getting. And, you know, I remember one year, and I've talked about this before, that I think it was a Dick Geron year where Cordell Stewart was a quarterback, and I got really jacked up. I remember I was so jacked up because they were playing the 49ers, and it was a 3 o'clock game to open the season. You're like, yeah! They were wearing all white. You're like, ooh, this is our year. Geron's got him motivated. I get big things out of Cordell Stewart. Slash. They lost that game 49-0 or something like that. And then they lost 2 more in some form. And that was the fall that I said, you know what? I think I will go horseback riding, honey. Apple picking? Sounds good to me. It wasn't even family. Miles wasn't born yet. It was just like, oh, I guess I'll just be a good... I wasn't even married. It was like, I'll be a good boyfriend. Just skipping football. Dick Geron forced me there. Last night, Mitch Trubisky moved me in that direction. Like, if they start this season and they do that again up in Denver, and then they lose to Minnesota Vikings or something like that, I don't know, man. This podcast is going to be markedly different. I don't know how I can handle this. I don't know if I can handle this. I'm also annoyed, before I wrap this up, I'm also annoyed that this season is the season that the Monday evening quarterback is back. So on my talk show, Extension 720, Adam Hoge, the best writer in the business, is going to come on for an hour to break down the games that happened over the weekend. this season. Last year, we didn't get a chance to do that because we're on the Steve Cochran show in the morning. And so all of those games, which were great, we didn't get a chance to really break down. The last time we did this was John Fox. So are we going back to that? Is it just going to be radio where I just rant and get frustrated? I don't want to do that. I want to break down a Bears win. This better be a blip. And finally, to the guy wearing his Packers shirt today, look me in the eye when you cross paths with me in the Pedway. Don't drop your head. It's one thing to wear the shirt on game day. It's entirely another to wear it after a win and gloat. I see you, man. That's inciting violence. Drop your head. What's the point of your life, sir? And you're going to drop your head. You chose in the morning that you were going to put on a Green Bay Packers shirt to troll all of Chicago. And then when you actually walked across somebody who wanted to look at it, you dropped your head in shame. I said good day. All right. That's Lower Wacker Live. Have a great weekend. I'm going to have a great weekend. I'm not going to watch football on Sunday. I'm going to take a break. Maybe horseback riding. That could be the way to go. Beats by Wes Russell. So I'll see you next week.